oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations, and the anointing oil and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. And oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and the incense altar and his staves, and the anointing oil and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle. And spice, and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the apothecary. And the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the tabernacle door. And thou shalt take the anointing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that is therein, and shalt hallow it, and all the vessels thereof. And it shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. This is the portion of the anointing of Aaron, and of the anointing of his sons, out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office. Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread. And Moses took the anointing oil, and anointed the tabernacle, and all that was therein, and sanctified them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses took of the anointing oil, and of the blood which is upon the altar, and sprinkled it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. And he shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God. For the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. And to the office of Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest pertaineth the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, Behold, I also have given thee the charge of mine heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance for ever. And it shall come to pass in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed, because of the anointing. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.